Imagine your enterprise's million-dollar database just, you know, grinding to an absolute halt. And the culprit isn't some massive cyber attack. It's literally a single tiny plus sign buried in a line of code from 1989.
Yeah, it's wild to think about. But welcome to this deep dive into the Oracle SQL join paradox. We've got a lot of ground to cover today.
We really do. We are unpacking system architecture diagrams, execution plans, raw demo code. Our mission for you today is to decode exactly why these legacy Oracle syntaxes are crashing modern databases and, well, how standardizing actually fixes it.
Right, because using this old syntax in a modern engine is like trying to plug an old retro video game console into a brand new smart TV.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually the incompatible hardware is just going to short out.
Yeah, or it's like giving a chef a recipe where the ingredients list and the baking instructions are just completely scrambled together into one giant paragraph.
Exactly. Something is definitely going to burn. That scrambled recipe analogy gets right to the heart of it, honestly. You have two completely different eras of engineering trying to process information.
Right.
On one side, you have the Oracle legacy syntax, that little plus sign in parentheses from the 80s. And on the other, you have the ANSI 99 standard.
And when those two wires cross, when those eras collide in a single query block, it triggers a total parse failure, right? You get this error, ORA. 25156.
Yeah, it completely breaks down. There's actually a really powerful quote from the sources on this. They said, mixing join syntaxes is like trying to speak two dialects of SQL simultaneously. The database simply stops listening.
It just drops the connection. But wait, I'm looking at the source charts right now, and under perfect conditions, the execution speeds are literally identical between the two.
Oh, absolutely. They can be identical.
So shouldn't a high-powered SQL engine just translate both dialects on the fly? Like, why does it just give up?
Well, it comes down to predictable optimization paths. ANSI parsing provides a much more predictable route for complex queries.
Yeah.
Think back to your recipe analogy.
Okay, yeah.
ANSI gives you a clear ingredients list in the from clause and completely separate steps in the where clause. But the legacy syntax just buries both the join logic and the data filters way down in the where clause.
Oh, I see. So when you mix them, the optimizer just it can't reliably map out the execution plan.
Exactly. It literally doesn't know what's an ingredient and what's an instruction.
Wow. Okay, so if it drops the connection over a structural conflict, what happens when it tries to handle complex memory logic? Does it just fail there too?
Oh, the physical bottlenecks are severe. If you use the legacy syntax, you hit error or RA 01719 the moment you try to use complex Boolean operators.
Right. Really?
Yeah. The old plus sign operator strictly prohibits IN or clauses, and it can't handle subqueries at all.
That is crazy. Why is it so restrictive?
Well, because the legacy syntax lives in the where clause right alongside your filters. The database have to figure out if you're trying to filter data or link tables in the exact same step.
Oh.
So if you throw in an OR statement, the optimizer literally cannot tell if you're asking to join a table conditionally or filter a row out. So to save itself from crashing, it just throws the error.
Wow.
And it gets worse. Missing just one plus sign in a chain of joins collapses the entire outer join into an inner join.
Okay, let's unpack this. So relying on the old syntax isn't just an aesthetic formatting choice. I mean, you are basically forcing your server's memory into a rush hour traffic jam.
You really are. The physical trace diagrams show it perfectly. An ASI clean chain seamlessly allows hash joins to use the optimal fast path.
Which means it happens in the high-speed memory, right? The PGA.
Exactly. The processor's fast workspace. But those legacy restrictions, they can force the engine to abandon that memory and do physical I/O disk reads, pushing the workload right into the temp table space.
The dreaded slow path.
Yeah, the slow path.
That's like forcing the processor to stop using the desk right in front of it and instead run down to the basement archives to dig through physical file cabinets.
And that physical I/O read is what just absolutely destroys your query performance.
So since legacy code triggers these massive traffic jams, standardizing on ANSI SQL 99 is basically your only escape route?
It's the only way. When you adopt the ANSI standard, it completely transforms the system. By separating the join logic from the where clause, your readability skyrockets.
And you get your OR and NN operators back, finally.
Right. And you get native, full outer joins, meaning you immediately stop building those awful, clunky, manual union workarounds.
Which saves so much time. You know, what's wild is Oracle actually introduced ANSI support back in 2001 with Oracle 9i.
Yeah, over two decades ago.
Right. So if this clearly superior modern standard has been available for over 20 years, it leaves you with a pretty provocative thought to mull over. What outdated legacy code is still secretly bottlenecking the enterprise applications you rely on today.